Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma, and to all my kindred here this afternoon. It's wonderful to see you here in great numbers. And I just had a sort of a feeling, Cousin Thelma, that this would be a high moment in the festival this year. And all the way through this year, I think I have never seen a better spirit. And I could not help but see why E.S. was doing such wonderful singing up there, as he has through the years, not only in the Florida State Gospel Singing Convention, but wherever he goes. Because you too have that same spirit, and you have had it since first we came for the first session of this festival. As I said to you yesterday, we'd like you to leave today after having been with us to share this great program, making plans for the 8th annual Folk Festival, even bigger and greater. And while I have this opportunity, I shall not interrupt the program later. I'm wondering, we are deeply indebted to many of our state officials, and more particularly to our members of the legislature. I'm wondering if we have any of them present at this time. Do we have any of our members of the legislature present this time? If we have, would you please stand up and be recognized? I'm wondering if we do have. Well, maybe we have a whole lot of people who would like to be. They are very busy, as you know, in this session, and it's quite possible that they could not be here. I would like to read a telegram from our congressman of the 8th District. His heart, too, is in the furtherance of those things that makes for a greater way of life, as all of you know. And this telegram to me says, "I regret so much that I won't be able to be with you for the great festival at White Springs. Please express to those in attendance my personal greetings and best wishes for the best festival ever. I am proud of our beautiful Stephen Foster Memorial and honored that this great attraction is in my congressional district. Kindest regards, Congressman Billy Matthews." We appreciate very much that word from him, and we know that his heart is in the work that we're doing. Now let me take just one moment of your time to urge you to continue working with us as you have in the past, to make this a greater event each year, because I feel more keenly even now than heretofore that the traditions that have been handed to us are our heritage, and they have been entrusted to us, and we are to be good stewards of them and give them on to those who are not even yet born, that they might know too the sacrifice and the good and the great things that those before us gave to us, that we even today might have this privilege of assembling here. And I was thinking last night as I sat up here with Cousin Thelma, how wonderful it is to have Fred Beaver of the Creek tribe of Indians from Oklahoma here, to have our Seminoles from our own state of Florida, to have our Spanish descent represented, our Czechoslovakians, our Greeks, and all the others, if you please, all of our Negro race. How wonderful it is that we can come here once each year, and again in this melting pot that has made a great America, appreciate more than ever before those things that made for us a wonderful life. There are many mediums through which we are trying to preserve our folklore and further it. As we have told you through the Swan River Jamboree and Live Oak Heat Saturday night, we're trying to keep some of it alive. In the traditions of gospel singing, E.S. Durant of Pensacola, Florida, there, one of our past presidents of the Florida State Gospel Singing Convention. Through that medium, Cousin Thelma, we're trying to keep our gospel singing going. And our next convention will be in Daytona in November. Watch for that date. Again, thank you so much, each and every one of you. I could not begin to enumerate each of you who have contributed. But please indulge me to ask you to do something for me right now. There are some people who have worked very hard. Where is Nancy? Nancy, where are you? Is Nancy really? Where is Nancy? Anyway, as usual, she's busy. Nancy Wiggins here behind the scene is our secretary, and she's quite busy. And then this good old worker right here, one of the most ardent workers I have ever seen for the preservation of folklore. And then to our press, to Kendall Toll, to Bob, and all of them. Would you stand? Where are you, Kendall? Is he back there?
out.
All right. Well, he's working anyway. And here back behind me, Foster Barnes. You see Foster back there working. I can't begin to name all of them. But for Cousin Thelma, I'm sure that the other members of our Florida Folk Festival Association and the officers, Vice President Bill Fiegel and others, Mrs. Saunders, would like me to ask you to join me. Wouldn't you like to rise to your feet in appreciation for the work that these workhorses are doing and give to them a rousing applause right now for the great job that they're doing to preserve our traditions? Won't you stand where you are and do that for me right now? Come on, give them a good hand, will you? Thank you very much, and I will not interfere any more this afternoon, but I'll leave with a prayer on my heart that we'll be meeting back here next year. And let us not forget to thank the good Lord for the wonderful weather that he has blessed us with this time, that we might enjoy every program and every moment of it. Couldn't tell me.
Thank you. You know why he said all that? He just wants us to work a little harder. And you can catch a lot more flies with honey than with vinegar. It works, and we shall. We love it, and we don't consider it work. Now, we'll continue with the singing, cousin.
Testing. On. If you'll pardon me, today is a wonderful anniversary for Mrs. Duran, and I, and more especially for her. A year ago today, she entered on our way to Tampa, Florida for a serious operation at which she had lost her hearing for a number of years, which an aide got where it didn't do her any good. And today, she can hear with her natural ear as good as any one of us out here today. And this is her anniversary of today, which will be the 6th of it. And that, if that isn't something to make you shout about or praise God for, I don't know what it would take to wake you up, folks.
Appreciate those remarks from the governor. I have honorable mention and recognition that I want to make again of someone else that I thought about. I should have thought about it when I was up here. The man who introduced the bill in the Florida legislature in the House to establish the Stephen Foster Memorial is present here this afternoon. And with him at that time was the late Senator Adams, who introduced the bill in the Senate. He's back to my right. I'm going to ask him to stand and be recognized. A man of this county and an ardent worker. It's our own friend, Mr. Bamberg Harrell of Jasper. Where are you, Mr. Harrell? Stand up. Let's give him a good hand, will you? We owe him a lot more than we think sometimes we do, perhaps. Now, where is Mrs. Saunders? I want Mrs. Saunders to come to the microphone. I think it would be amiss if she didn't, and say a few words to us at this time, because she, too, through the years, have worked untiringly for the benefit of this festival and also for the memorial. Where is Miss Saunders? Mrs. Saunders. Here she is. I think you would like to welcome her with a great big hand of applause. She's an official in our association, the director, and an ardent worker and a member of the commission. Come on up, Mrs. Saunders.
Thank you, Mr. President of the Florida Folk Festival Association. I'm sorry that other members of the Stephen Foster Commission are not here this afternoon. They sent regrets because they really wanted to be here. They also send greetings through me to each one of you. This is your festival, and this is your Stephen Foster Memorial. We are so happy to have you. We are proud of everybody that has helped, and Miss Bolton, everybody on the staff. And we are looking forward, as it Mr. President has said, we are looking forward to a much bigger festival next year. Come back to see us every day. We'd love to see you. Thank you.
It is fitting to ring the bell for the meeting to begin. And our lovely friend, our fine musician, Mary Lee Wainwright, will take her place at the piano and set the mood for the religions of the peoples of Florida.
Thank you.
Now, if everybody will just hitch over and make room, and the pine straw is nice and clean. Nice and clean. So when the bleacher seats run out, just come on in and sit right down on the pine straw. Because if you don't, you're going to miss a treat. I can think of no more appropriate way to open the festival than with the first number here on the program, the Old Time Religion. And as soon, in just a minute,
Cousin Thelma, I'm wondering if our good Negro friends here, if you would just move right down and sort of fill up these seats back up here and give us some more room in here. We have a lot of people standing out. If you would do that, please, we'd appreciate it. Just move right down toward that end and congregate together, and it'll give us a lot more space. If you do that, we'd appreciate it. We want all the participants, however, to please stay together.
The old-time religion comes to us from the Brooks County Centennial. And I'm going to turn the microphone over to their announcer. This is Mrs. Burton, Mrs. F.L. Burton.
Fathers was hard. Men, after working hard all day, had no trouble sleeping at night. Work for man and woman was from Kent, when the sun first came up, until Kent, after the sun had gone down. These people loved and feared God. They must have some outlet for their spiritual and social life other than the Bible and the family circuit. The first ministers were the circuit riders who made their religious rounds to the widely separated families, sometimes on horseback and sometimes on foot. They must have been very weary, but they were strong in spirit. And although their bodies were tired, they never gave up. The people looked forward to having him come to bring a spiritual message to him. Sometimes they went to meet him on his way. Forerunner of one denomination's established churches was the annual camp meeting. The worshipers came to camp and to worship. Oft times, the camp meeting lasted an entire week. The circuit rider called the campers to worship services by the blowing of a cow horn. Sometimes the minister was weak from the long trip he had just made. They were in a spirit of worship continually for a week, having the scripture read and explained to them by the circuit rider.
Please be seated. Brothers and sisters, it gives me great pleasure to be here today. And it gives me pleasure to see some new faces in our audience. And I truly hope that each of you will make them feel a hearty welcome, so they'll be back in our midst. And there's something I'd like to say to our brethren. I'm sure you all know Brother Swanson across the creek. Well, he lives over there. Some of you might not know, but he lives over there on Hickory Nut Hill. And Brother Swanson has lost a nice mare straight away, or somebody's got him or something. And he would like for each of you to spread the news through the countryside and see if he could find his mare. He'd be very grateful to each of you in doing this. Now, at this time, do we have any announcements from the audience? If we haven't, let's go to prayer. Everybody kneel. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for this meeting here this afternoon. Father, we thank Thee that we can come together here today to worship the true and living Christ. Father, as we go into this meeting today, grant that each of us will get the true meaning of the Scriptures. Guide, guard, and direct us as we journey on. And, O Lord, be with the speaker too. O Lord, Thou knowest I need Thy help. Now go with us and be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Does everybody stand? We'll sing Amazing Grace. This time, you will bring up your tithes and offerings.
The people were poor in worldly possessions. possessions, but they gave freely of what they had. Sometimes they would bring
corn,
Lord
loves a cheerful giver.
Sweet potatoes, and syrup as their offering to their minister.
It's more
these
blessing
things
to give than to receive.
He too could use. Even the widows brought their offerings. They may have been small in size, but great in the spirit of love. The children also were taught to bring their tithes and offerings. They learned to give back a part of the many blessings that God had allowed them to enjoy.
Thank you, sister. Brothers and sisters, if you'll pay attention at this time, I will bring you the scriptures. I think today I will read from the 23rd Psalm. I'm sure that you all know it, but we'll read it now together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the vast my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Amen. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. We will now stand and sing the old time religion. Everybody stand. Is the old time religion, is the old time religion, is the old time religion, it's good enough for me. It was good for our mothers, it was good for our mothers, it was good for our mothers, it's good enough for me. Come out, brother.
Is the old time religion, is the old time religion, is the old time religion, it's good enough for me. Tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, it's good enough for me. Is the old time religion, is the old time religion, is the old time religion, it's good enough for me.
Please be seated. We will now have our dismissal prayer. Now I'm going to call on Brother Williams if he will dismiss us. Amen.
Father, that thou wilt lead us and guide us in a way that will be beneficial to thy soul in every way of life. Pray that thou wilt bless our pastor who goes on his journey on through the Father, Father, and the Spirit. We humbly ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
This was a wonderful time for the people, because they could meet old friends that they probably had not seen since last camp meeting. It was a time for romancing for the young people. Many a lad helped a pretty girl fetch water from the spring for their picnic lunch. The children frolicked and played and roughhoused until some impatient mother applied discipline where it did the most good. The men, being thirsty, enjoyed the good spring water in the wooden bucket, everybody drinking out of the same gourd dipper. The women, although tired, prepared delicious foods on hot, open hearth fires in pots made of cast iron. These cooks excelled in such foods as purlow of rice and chicken, having grown and cleaned the rice in mortar and pestle. Rising early before the other members of the family to get her good salt rising bread baked in her hearth oven.